This is the Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach.
God bless you. Thank you for logging in. Thank you for dialing in to the Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach. Amen. Today, there is a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. There is a word from the Lord this day. Your servant comes to you today with a word from the Lord, and I pray that you indeed will set yourself to hear that which the Lord has to say unto us this day. This is a word to the nation. This is not a word to any one individual, but to the nation as a whole. We want to talk from this thought to America. America, stop burning your babies. America, stop burning your babies. Hallelujah. We want to bring, God has a controversy. God has a controversy. Hallelujah. Sin excites the wrath of God. And the shedding of innocent blood without a cause, but only for vanity and even a fear of a false god, caused the true and living God to raise up a nation. Here is our text. Look with me, if you will, our text we offer to you today to affirm, hallelujah, the word of God, as we look to the word of God for affirmation, for confirmation, hallelujah, for the truth, for the principles here that the Lord indeed, hallelujah, has a word unto America this day. Amen. Deuteronomy, the 12th chapter, let us offer this principle here, this historical fact. Deuteronomy, the 12th chapter, the 28th verse. It reads, observe and hear all these words, and we pray indeed that you will hear these words today, America, which I command thee, that it may go well with thee and with thy children after thee forever, when thou doest that which is good and right in the sight of the Lord thy God. When the Lord thy God shall cut off the nations from before thee, where thou goest to possess them, and thou succeedest them, and dwellest in their land, take heed to thyself, that thou be not snared by following them, after they are destroyed from before thee, and that thou inquire not after their gods, that's little g you all, saying, how did these nations serve their gods? Even so will I do likewise. Thou shalt not do so unto the Lord thy God. For every abomination to the Lord, which he hateth, have they done unto their gods. For even their sons and their daughters, they have burned in the fire to their gods. Whatsoever thing I command you, observe to do it. Thou shalt not add thereto, nor diminish from it. Amen. God raised Israel up. He raised Israel in judgment against all nations who had fallen into this idolatry. And this specific idolatry of sacrificing their children, y'all, in the fire unto Molech, a false god, an idol that they had set themselves, had turned their heart to worshiping an idol. This excited the wrath of God, because God protects the poor, and he protects the innocent. He protects the fatherless and the widow. His heart is toward them. Oh, on every cause, the Bible is just rife with this principle that God has a heart toward the poor and the oppressed. Amen. And what is more innocent than an innocent child? A child that is in the womb, a child that is in their infancy, a child that is, oh, Lord God. The question is, America, is what makes you think that God will not judge you if you continue to allow your children to be sacrificed to the God of vanity and of fear? Here's the condition, you all. Here's the condition. Here's the testimony of Scripture. You see, this is another thing I love about God and I love about the Word of God. God is no respecter of person. And the Word of God tells it like it is. Here's a condition. In 2 Kings, the 17th chapter, at the 7th verse, we find that here the nation of Israel did exactly the things that God warned them not to do continually through by the prophets, by Moses and the prophets, and by Aaron and the priest, by the word of God. Day and night, God sent his prophets unto them and warned them and pleaded with them not to turn their heart, not to do this abomination before God. For indeed, they would be judged, and they would be judged by God himself. Hallelujah. That's how holy God is, y'all. That's how just God is. That even the nation of a people who was the apple of God's eye, who God raised up, who God delivered from captivity, who God had done many signs and wonders and all the great things that we hear about and reread about, God turned and had to, because he is a just God and a right God and a holy God. He did that. He warned them over and over, but yet, America, he judged them, hallelujah, according to his righteousness. And in 2 Kings, the 17th chapter, here's the testimony. 2 Kings 17, verse 7, for so it was, Lord have mercy, whoa, Lord, that the children of Israel had sinned against the Lord their God, who had brought them up out of the land of Egypt, for from under the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, who had feared other gods and walked in the statutes of the nations whom the Lord cast out from before the children of Israel and of the kings of Israel, which they had made. And the children of Israel did secretly, come on somebody, those things that were not right against the Lord their God. And they built them high places in all their cities, from the tower of the watchman to the fortified city. And they set them up images and idols in every high hill and under every green tree. And there they burned incense in all the high places, and did as did the nations whom the Lord carried away before them, and wrought wicked things to provoke the Lord to anger. For they served idols of which the Lord has said to them, and we just read it back over in Deuteronomy, that you shall not do this thing. Yet the Lord testified against Israel and against Judah by all the prophets and by all the seers, saying, turn you from your evil ways and keep my commandments and my statutes according to all the law which I commanded your fathers and which I sent to you by my servants the prophets. Notwithstanding, they would not hear, but hardened their necks like the neck of their fathers, who did not believe in the Lord their God. Oh, Lord God, have mercy, Jesus. And they rejected his statutes and his covenant that he had made with their fathers, and his testimonies which he testified against them. And they followed vanity, come on somebody, and became vain, and went after the nations who were around about them, concerning whom the Lord had charged them that they should not do like them. And they left all the commandments of the Lord their God, and made them melted images, even two calves, and made an idol, and worshiped all the host of heaven, and served Baal. And they caused their sons, here we go, and they caused their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire, and used divination and enchantments, and sold themselves to do evil in the sight of the Lord, to provoke him to anger. Therefore the Lord was very angry with Israel, and removed them out of his sight. There was none left but the tribe of Judah only, and Judah kept not, oh, have mercy, Jesus, the commandments of the Lord their God, but walked in the statutes of Israel, which they made. And the Lord rejected all the seed of Israel and afflicted them and delivered them into the hand of spoilers until he had cast them out of his sight. For he forcibly removed Israel from the house of David. And they made Jeroboam and the son of Nebat king. And Jeroboam drove Israel from following the Lord and made them sin a great sin. For the children of Israel walked in all the sins of Jeroboam, which he did. They departed not from them until the Lord removed Israel out of his sight, as he had said by all his servants the prophets. So Israel carried away out of their own land to Assyria until this day. Oh, Lord God. Hallelujah. America, like Israel, you began as such a great nation and a magnificent nation. Oh, what a beauty you are to behold, one that feared God and even sought to establish his principles and statutes in your government. But today, both you and Israel are hated, America, by most all nations. Israel is hated because they are still under the judgment of God because they rejected him. Hallelujah. And that's the testimony of Scripture. And that's as it is to this day. Now you, America, after all the grace and goodness that God has bestowed upon you, you too have gone the way of every nation before you and have turned your back to the true and living God. Oh, your enmity against him is becoming more evident every day, America. Every nation thinks of you as foolish. That is your testimony today, America. Yeah, they smile in your face, but they talk about you behind your back. And some not even behind your back anymore. They're rising up against you. You are seeming to be the nation that God referred to in Deuteronomy 32 and 21. And also Paul referred to and referred back to that in Romans 10 and 19. A foolish nation. Hallelujah. Why? Let's look. Why? You want to know why? Hallelujah. Here is the testimony of Scripture. Romans, the first chapter. Hallelujah. Here is the testimony, America. Oh, Lord God, have mercy today. Romans 1 and 19. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath shown it unto them. Oh, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Oh, America, you're without excuse. You have the Hubble satellite. You have sent exploratory vehicles. Your knowledge, God has given you knowledge and understanding. And the science now that you worship, the so-called science that you worship now, God has given you knowledge and understanding. He's given you technology. He's given you the ability to go out where man has never gone before. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You've gone out into space. You've sent vehicles into space, to Mars, to the moon, and the Hubble satellite to explore the ends of the universe. Hallelujah. America, you're without excuse, and you still dare declare, oh, Lord God. Verse 21, because when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. Neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Oh, America, 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 professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Oh, have mercy, Jesus. Have mercy, Lord God. And changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man and birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Oh, America, you've begun to worship nature. You've begun to worship the creature more than the creator. Wherefore, God has also given you up to uncleanliness through the lust of their own hearts. And the testimony of that is in your television and is in your media and your craft today that you are just fascinated by how you declare, I don't want to be preached to. I don't want anybody telling me. I don't want anybody preaching to me. Oh, but you run to be fascinated, America. You run to be bewitched by craft. You turn on your television day and night, and you just consume the craft and the deception of the wicked one. Hallelujah. And you have gave yourself up to uncleanness through the lust of your own hearts. The media is just merchandising you because of the lust of your hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for a lie. Oh, America, you've gotten to the point. The testimony against you, it's not just me talking. This is the testimony and the reality of that you'd rather believe a lie than to believe the truth. Oh, God, have mercy. And worship and serve the creature more than the creator, as we just said, who is blessed forever. Amen. That is the Lord God Jehovah, creator God Elohim. Hallelujah. For this cause, oh, I pray this not be your testimony, America. God gave them up into vile affections. Oh, now today we got internet porn. We got child pornography. We got children being snatched off the street. We got babies being cut out of the womb of mothers. We got just human trafficking and child pornography just run rampant. All kind of vile and unspeakable things. Hallelujah. For this cause, judgment, y'all. Judgment, that's what we're talking. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did exchange the natural use for that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lusts one toward another. You know the testimony. You see it every day. Where is America trying to go today? But try to make it legal, but try to establish this vile affection. Try to legitimize this vile affection. Men with men. And working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of that error, y'all, which was fitting. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not seemly, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, insolent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, come on somebody, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they who commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in him that do them. Oh, America. This is a testimony, Lord. This is the testimony of nations who have gone before you, have gone the way before you. And now, America, you are in jeopardy of going the same way. Of all that God has blessed you with knowledge and wisdom. Of all, you've been blessed like no other nation in the history of mankind. Yet for all your riches, all your knowledge, all your technology, all of your so-called science, you too are on the brink of going the way of every nation before you to this day. Oh, Lord God, have mercy. And so now, here's the call, America. Here's the call. America, your judges are about to rule on a matter that will determine your future. The representative leaders of the executive and legislative branches of our republic have chosen life. The judicial branch of your government, America, which you said was for the people and by the people, will either choose life or they will choose death. Know for sure, America, and hear me well, that whatever they choose, the same will be measured back to you. America, repent. That is, reconsider your ways, America. Consider your ways, America. Let us stop walking in fear concerning our children, but let us turn our hearts to them, to love them all, no matter what state they are in. Perfect love, America. That is complete and wholesome and mature love. Cast out all fear. Let us grow up, America, in our thinking toward our children. Let us start being mature adults in our understanding, America. It is not enough to just do the right thing, but we must do that which is right in the sight of God, America. If we are to survive and thrive as a nation of people, we must indeed do that which is right in the sight of God, lest we go the way of judgment before God. Oh, America, I pray you hear the prayer of your servant. I pray, oh, America, that you consider your ways, America. Stop, America. Step back. Oh, and take 10 deep breaths, America, and look at yourselves. And judge yourselves, America, lest you be judged. Oh, may God have mercy on our souls. Oh, Father, we bless you today. Oh, Lord God, we pray your mercy today. Lord God, we pray you hear our prayers. A nation, we come before you. Oh, God, I pray, Lord, for repentance. Oh, Lord, as a nation. I pray, Lord, that your word go forth, Lord God. Oh, Lord, let it not return void, Lord, but let it accomplish all that you purposed it to do, Lord. Oh, Lord God, let your truth ring forth in this nation. Oh, Lord God, open the hearts of the prophets in this nation. Open the hearts of your shepherds, Lord, in this nation, of your ministers, of your people that are called by you, God, in this nation. Oh, Lord, that we may cry out, Lord. Lord, as we stand in the gap, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, hear our prayer and our cry, Lord God. Turn the hearts, Lord, of the judges, Lord, that represent this nation, Lord, to cause them to do what is right according to your sight, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, that we may stand as a nation, Lord God, as a nation of light, Lord, in the world, that, Father, you may be glorified, oh, Lord, in America, Lord God, that your light may continue to shine in this great nation. Oh, Father, we love you and bless you. Oh, Lord, we love America, Lord God. Oh, we love America, Lord God. Bless America, we pray. Oh, Lord God, have mercy, we pray. Lord Jesus, in your mighty name. Oh, Holy Spirit, hear our cry, Lord. Oh, Lord, let us do what is right according to your sight. Oh, Lord God, we bless you and thank you, Lord Jesus. In your mighty name, we pray. And thank you, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you, and I pray that you will carry this word. If the Spirit of the Lord confirms this word in your heart, take it forth to the four corners of this nation. Cry out, oh, people of America. Oh, cry out. Oh, cry out, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless y'all. We talk to you next time.
You've been listening to The Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach. This program is made possible by the grace of God through the faithfulness of the partners and friends of Lodestar Ministries and the contributions of listeners like you.